Hey, good morning, everyone. And I'd like to just do a little book report here. I was looking on my shelf at a book that I'd read some time ago and got it out. Was just kind of thinking about just what Nikan can do for us. And I can really recommend you get this book. It's fascinating. In fact, I've been thinking maybe work kind of a sheet to share with everyone that they could just kind of download and share with prospects. I think it's that good. The title is Never Be Sick Again, and it's got some fascinating ideas on page 53. Let me just start right there. The title of a paragraph is, In Which Direction Is Your Health Moving? Consider the balance between sickness and health as a scale, with optimum health at one end and death on the other. Somewhere in between is a diagnosable disease. And as life progresses, your position on the scale shifts, moving back and forth all the time. At any time, it is worthwhile to ask, where am I on this scale? In which direction on this scale am I moving? That's a really important thought. Now, one of the really key factors of this, where he talks about never be sick again, there's a lot of quotes from quite a few different doctors that are throughout this book, but some of the just very obvious, kind of like the scale. He says that health equals positive things minus the negative things, that the quality of your health is determined by the positive things you do for your body minus the negative things that you do to your body. It doesn't sound real complicated or fancy, but there it is. And it just all the way through this book, it just makes such common sense. Fundamentally, he says that all health or disease is beginning in the cell. That's what life is, that our cells. The overall competence of our cells, determined by relative levels of deficiency or toxicity, are the sole detriments of health. Put that in another way, that if you have healthy cells, you have a healthy body. But if you have very many cells that are sick, then you have some problems. And so that's what it is look at everything to nourish the cells as much as possible. And here's a paragraph right here. It says, when a large number of cells malfunction, body systems become disrupted, leading to one disease. Think about that. There's only one disease. Think of anything that's wrong, cellular malfunction. You know, if you have a cold, basically that virus goes in and messes up and hijacks cells and makes it replicate more cold viruses, which is how viruses work. Cancer. On the other extreme, that's cells run amok. Think of absolutely anything. It's cellular malfunction. And again, cellular malfunction has only two causes. Deficiency, cells not getting what they need, and toxicity, cells poisoned by something they do not need. And so that's the pathways. Okay, you are what you eat. And every day, every choice that you make, what you're putting into your body, can affect cellular health. And if you look at the four basic food groups, I've been told that someone succinctly said, in America, the four basic food groups are white flour, white sugar, shortening, processed fat, in other words, and preservatives. And so stay away from processed food. That would be one of the major things, is just think in your mind, anything that you put into your body, is it going to build cellular health or take it away? The other thing is, most processed or fake food has a lot of toxins in it, and that can accumulate in the cells and poison them. So be careful about the bad things that you put in your body that can create toxicity. So that's something really to think about. There's Joseph Beasley, MD, in the Kellogg Report. In the long run, individuals cannot be better than their biology, as affected by their nutrition, ecology, and lifestyle. Wow. Okay, one of these things, malnutrition. We think of ourselves as so well fed that the idea we are suffering from malnutrition is hard for most Americans to grasp. You know, you look at the obesity epidemic in America, could we possibly be overfed and yet undernourished at the same time? I believe yes, overfed and undernourished. Think about that. Just pretty much every single thing that we eat today, unless we really consciously make special choices, is nutritionally inferior to the foods that our ancestors were eating. And that's just as recently as just like 50 years ago. I've heard it said that what did we call organic food 50 years ago? We called it food. And so we're all part of a vast experiment. Another thing that I think is very interesting, you've probably heard the statistic about heart attacks, which is, you know, a number, you know, so many people die from heart disease, and almost half of the people, their first symptom is that they're dead as far as heart attacks. And when do people have heart attacks most? On a Monday, going back to work with stress. And here's the thought in this book. It says, our thoughts and emotions trigger a cascade of biochemical reactions that either enhance or damage health. How we react to various life events and how we respond to our thoughts and emotions are choices that can damage or enhance cellular health. What we allow to enter our minds on a daily basis is critical. What we think and feel over a lifetime plays a major role in our health and illness. And that's why I highly recommend you go full-time to NECAN and eliminate a lot of that stress. You get to pick who you work with, and exercise, sleep, all of these things, the water we drink, all have factors as far as just making the optimum chemistry of our body. You know, when I think about all of these things that it talks about feeding and nourishing cells, giving them all that they need, also helping eliminate toxicity. We've probably heard of the idea of just nourishing and detoxifying at the same time with the jade greenzymes, as an example. And one wonderful story, Dr. Hagawara, who was one of the leading scientists as far as developing drugs, who had a great big pharmaceutical factory, developed drugs, and basically by their very nature, there isn't such a thing as a drug that's non-toxic. That's what they do. They basically, if you define a drug, what it does is actually poison particular biochemical pathways, interferes and disrupts. And he actually poisoned himself working in there, and he's thought to rebuild his health through developing the fresh barley juice extract that is just so convenient in a dry powder, but it just has the essence of life filled with enzymes. And in the book, it talks about how there's just trillions of biochemical reactions going on inside each individual cell, and that basically all reactions depend on enzymes and minerals. And bad things, like in drugs, as an example, mercury and, you know, some of the heavy metals and other things, they poison enzyme systems, and it accumulates. And he basically cleaned himself out with the barley juice extract. That just right there is one of the best ways to have a healthy cell. It's just that alone. Alkaline forming, that's a thing as far as helping with health and balance. Cleaning out bad things. There's substances like chlorophyll and other things that actually chelate and pull bad minerals out. There's actually a rich source of many, many important enzymes right in the food. If you've heard the idea of live food versus dead food, essentially what it is enzyme content. And so that's a neat thing. Let me kind of go on here. Here's a paragraph. A cell is much more than a combination of molecules and atoms. A cell is a miraculous reality, life itself. A single cell may be a life form, such as a bacterium. A human being, on the other hand, is made up of 75 trillion cells, including about 200 different kinds of specialized cells with specific functions throughout the body, such as the brain, the blood, muscles, liver, and the eyes. Cells are created and maintained by extremely complex actions and interactions, but nature takes care of that complexity. Your job is rather simple. Make certain that your cells obtain what they need. Choosing health means learning how to supply your cells with what they need while keeping them free of what they don't need. Again and again, throughout the couple of hundred pages that are in this book, it just kind of goes back and forth and says in different ways, is give your cells what they need, eliminate as much as possible what they don't need. And it just kind of got me excited about that. Here's an example as far as what Nikan can do. In the book, it talks about free radicals are naturally produced as we metabolize oxygen. Free radical chain reactions are constantly being produced and stopped inside our body. Cells were designed to cope with these reactions, but not of the magnitude that is present today. For example, chlorine, a highly oxidizing gas put in municipal tap water, can easily damage our skin and lungs. Taking a shower in chlorinated water is like stepping into a chlorine gas chamber, a health hazard of which most people are totally unaware. And so, you know, we've got the awesome shower unit. And here's just a thought right here. Aging, the lifelong accumulation of damage to the cells that occurs as an intrinsic side effect of the body's normal operation. And the body can tolerate some damage, but not too much. It causes disease and disability. You know, it can tolerate quite a lot, but only quite a lot. So we don't want to just keep without need throwing damage to it. And so look at all of the Nikan products that we have that can nourish the cell, that can help minimize and eliminate toxins. Just waking up in the morning, I have a glass of Nikan Waterfall, the Pi Mag water. If you think about that fascinating Pi water, look up Pi water sometime on Google and look around. To this day, I am in awe, in wonder, because there's so many companies, so many people doing studies on the miracle of Pi water, which to me is just the ultimate in just healthy, structured water. Adding to that Nikan's alkalinity and the magnetism and stuff, it's the very best. Well, here's all these companies in Japan and Korea specifically that make Pi water machines, and yet we're pretty much the only company that's making and producing and promoting the miracle of Pi water, Pi Mag water specifically, alkalinized Pi Mag water. That if you look at all of the wonderful things that you can do to water to make it healthier, you know, that special structure of Pi water, the adding energy and vitality, adding alkalinity, lowering redox, so the water itself actually can donate extra electrons and actually act as an antioxidant in and of itself. The taste, it's just amazing. So over and over again, you hear wonderful things happen with people that use the water. It nourishes the body better and actually can, I believe, can dramatically affect, in what I've read, the cell membrane, optimizing the optimum permeability, so cell respiration. Again, healthy cells need things going in and out, and just optimizing the respiration of the cell, things being able to move through that semi-permeable membrane. That's just a miracle of itself. One of the most fundamental things that we can do is just drink healthy, vitalized water, lots of it. I think the next thing I do every morning, I have Jade Greenzymes, which is, I believe, perhaps the most perfect food that there is on the planet right now. Dr. Hagawara, there's a lot of products that have been born using his legacy. The idea is great, and I think we have, I believe, the premium product. It is the Rolls Royce of jade greenzymes or barley grass. It's just amazing stuff. And I tell people, if you have jade greenzymes mixed with pie water, your body will wag its tail. Now here's the thing I think is really fascinating. If you mix the jade greenzymes in Nikan's water, it tastes really good. But I've had occasion where I've been somewhere and I just mixed it with regular water and it doesn't taste very good. So you can actually really tell the difference in the taste. The next thing I do is I have Kenzen Vital Balance. That's always the way I start my day, and I just think, wow, what a awesome way to begin your day with all of those things. And of course, I add to that a lot of the other Nikan products that I believe I myself am really interested. I love my brain, and so I take Mental Clarity. The men's formula, the women's formula, just fundamentally one of the best things you can do for your diet is just to ensure the broad spectrum of all of the nutrients. Since most of today's food, even trying to pick it right and eat the best, it's really hard to get optimum nutrition from just the food. And so buying your groceries in the form of just a whole food nutritional supplement rather than just naked isolated synthesized chemicals, but using what we have, it's just really neat. We talked on another call about the omega greens with DHA, essential fatty acids. That means your body cannot make them. Using 10-4, which is a tonic for your body that actually gives you healthy things like EGCG and theanine and other powerful antioxidants that can really help your body versus taking a bunch of sugar and chemicals that an energy drink does. We have so many wonderful things to help your body. And then the other thing that I think is really important is healthy cells have a negative charge. Healthy cells, including if you just say the whole body, fundamentally life without magnetism is impossible. And so being able to give your body an energy supplementation, being able to sleep in a cocoon of just healthy, natural, healing energy, that is amazing. And of course, healthy cells, they need rest. And Nikan has often been called the sleeping giant because we have years of research in what helps sleep, the physiology of sleep. And Nikan is recently putting together a complete scientific advisory board, and Professor Foster from Oxford over in England, one of the leading authorities on the study of sleep, is on that board. And you're going to see more and more emphasis on just the power of sleep. We've probably all heard that story from William Dement, MD, PhD, the father of modern sleep science, who coined the term REM as an example, where he, in all of his studies, came to the conclusion, and he said empirically, that sleep is the single greatest determining factor for longevity, more important than anything else. That's really something to think about. But I look at this idea from the book that if we have healthy cells, we have a healthy body. If we have problems, it's because we don't have healthy cells. And my son-in-law is not here right now, but he's got some health challenges, and he's a young man. And I've got a friend that's a chiropractor who also does live blood analysis, the dark field microscopy. And so we went over there and we looked at her blood. I'll tell you, I'm using Nikan, and the doctor says, your blood looks really good. my son-in-law's, he had scary stuff, kind of like a biofilm and other things in it. His cells didn't look healthy, and it just kind of confirmed, you know, he's got some chronic health problems, and you look at his blood cells, there's some problems that are indicated there. And, you know, could it be that simple? That just feeding and nourishing cells? Could if we shared the Niken products and got everybody using all of the Niken products, could that make a difference in their health? I say yes. I've seen it happen over and over again. And you think, well, how could a magnet, or how could one product help so many different things at the same time? Because usually, if you look at medicine, if you talk to doctors, they view the world as thousands of different diseases, each needing a different solution, a different drug to solve that. Could it really be like this book says, that there's only one disease, cellular malfunction, and there's only two causes, deficiency or toxicity? Could it be that simple? Well, I would say, whatever you do, if your cells are happy, I think you'll be happy. And if your cells are on Niken and you're building a business which helps your emotional and spiritual health, and anxiously engaged in so great a cause, I think you're going to just add years to those, years to your life and life to those years. But anyway, I highly recommend you get that book. Really good. Never Be Sick Again by Raymond Francis. And forward by Harvey Diamond, who's actually a number one New York Times bestseller. He wrote Fit for Life, which is a good book, too. Let's be fit for life. Let's do Niken and share Niken. Hey, love you guys, and hope you have a wonderful day.